USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He stayed on script, he never mentioned impeachment, and delivered a very uplifting and positive State of the Union address. That's what most Republicans are saying about President Trump's speech last night, but Democrats, not so much. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It was a sad moment for democracy.
Schumer claiming the president lied as he touted his record since first winning the White House.
The president's speech last night was much more like a Trump rally than a speech a true leader would give.
Republicans like House Minority Whip Steve Scalise are outraged that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of the State of the Union speech as soon as the president finished.
It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the names of those military servicemen and women, people who have given their life for our country. She ripped their names up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.